But more often, the motive for producing a hybrid has been philosophical. British zoologist Richard Dawkins has enthused that if such a hybrid were born, politics would never be the same again, nor would theology, sociology, psychology, or most branches of philosophy. The world that would be so shaken by such an incidental event as hybridization is a speciesist world indeed, dominated by the discontinuous mind. By discontinuous mind, Dawkins means the view that there are fundamental differences in quality between the human mind and the chimpanzee mind, a view with which he vehemently disagrees. In any event, hybridization may be very difficult. Chimpanzees have 48 chromosomes and humans have only 46. The late paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould also explains, "The genetic differences between humans and chimps are minor, but they include at least 10 large inversions and translocations. An inversion is, literally, the turning around of a chromosomal segment. Each hybrid cell would have a set of chimp and a corresponding set of human chromosomes. Egg and sperm cells are made by a process called meiosis, or reduction division. In meiosis, each chromosome must pair, lie side by side with its counterpart before cell division, so that corresponding genes can match up one to one. That is, each chimp chromosome must pair with its human counterpart. But if a piece of human chromosome is inverted relative to its counterpart in chimps, then gene-by-gene pairing cannot occur without elaborate looping and twisting that usually precludes successful cell division. But despite the technical difficulties, the idea refuses to die. Referencing a current theory that humans and chimps took some time to go their separate ways, University of Washington psychology professor David P. Barash recently hailed the day when, thanks to advances in reproductive technology, there will be hybrids or some other mixed human-animal genetic composite in our future. Echoing Dawkins, he reasons that a hybrid would erase the line between humans and other life forms, announcing, "It is a line that exists only in the minds of those who proclaim that the human species, unlike all others, possesses a spark of the divine, and that we therefore stand outside nature." Canadian science fiction writer Rob Sawyer, who focuses on key ethical issues in his work, has pointed out that, were it possible, it would hardly be ethical to reproduce even an extinct hominid in a lab, arguing, "If you brought back Homo erectus, he would be considered, by all the standards of our day, severely mentally retarded."